This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials said Friday all U.S. and NATO troops have left the biggest airbase in Afghanistan, moving closer to the complete withdrawal of foreign forces from the country after two decades of war. Bagram Air Base served as the center for U.S.-led operations in the rugged country, where the long war against the Taliban and their al-Qaeda allies started in 2001 following the September 11th attacks. A U.S. defense official confirmed their departure, while the Taliban says it welcomes and supports the latest phase of the troop pullout. The U.S. military and NATO are in the final stages of winding up involvement in Afghanistan, bringing home an unspecified number of remaining troops by the deadline of September 11th. The Taliban have launched relentless offenses across Afghanistan in the past 2 months, taking dozens of districts as Afghan security forces have largely consolidated their power in the country's major urban areas. Tokyo Olympics organizers warned Friday they were prepared to hold the games behind closed doors as virus cases rise again, leaving ticket holders in limbo just 3 weeks before the opening ceremony. It comes a day after Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said the empty venues remain a possibility at the pandemic-postponed games. Organizers decided last month to set a limit of 10,000 domestic fans, or half of each venue's capacity for Olympic events. But a rebound in COVID-19 cases in Tokyo has sparked fears that spectators could spread infections, with the government expected to extend antivirus measures covering the capital. Acknowledging the, quote, inconvenience and concern among fans who have already bought tickets for events, organizers pledged to make a decision, quote, quickly. This is VOA News. Russia on Friday reported nearly 700 new coronavirus deaths, a record number of pandemic-related fatalities over a 24-hour period for the fourth day in a row. Russia, the fifth worst hit country in the world, is battling a surging outbreak driven by the highly infectious Delta variant and worsened by a lagging vaccination drive. The surge in infections prompted President Vladimir Putin again this week to urge Russians to get inoculated in a televised phone-in session with the nation. But in spite of the worsening caseload and repeated fatality records, officials have pressed ahead with large in-person events, including Euro 2020 football fixtures in Russia's second city of St. Petersburg. Organizers have said the Spain versus Switzerland quarterfinal later Friday will go ahead despite the surge in infections in front of thousands of spectators. Ireland will give 18 to 34-year-olds the option of receiving a COVID-19 vaccine 1 to 2 months earlier than scheduled in a bid to slow the spread of the Delta variant of the disease and resume a delayed reopening of the economy. Ireland announced a slowdown of the easing of restrictions this week due to concerns about the Delta variant, which now accounts for around 70% of new cases. Almost 45% of Ireland's 3.7 million adult population has been fully vaccinated, and 65% have received their first of two doses. Ireland's lifting of restrictions on giving the AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson vaccines to younger people means those aged 18 to 34 can choose to receive one of those shots from Monday, according to the country's health minister. Britain said on Friday it had received 6 million applications to its settlement scheme for European Union national before a June 30th deadline passed, including a surge of more than 400,000 in the last month. After completing its exit from the EU late last year, Britain has started bringing in a new immigration system. EU citizens who can prove they were living in Britain before December 31st last year retain the right to work, study, and access benefits. Of those concluded applications, 4% have been refused, withdrawal, or invalid. The rest were either accepted as settled or pre-settled, meaning residency rights were retained. The number of those who failed to apply in time is uncertain, as are full details how the government will handle their cases. Citizens will be given a formal 28-day notice if they fail to apply for settled status, but after that, they will not be eligible for work benefits and will lose the right to services such as free, non-urgent health care. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com, or you can follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.